evolution and involution are occurring simultaneously on two levels of our reality. The soul contains in superposition both the finite ego complex and the infinite self. The archetype that is the DNA of the Absolute. And both levels are evolving, but from the perspective of one, the other will be devolving. So at this moment, at the end of Kali Yuga, at the culmination of the cosmic unfoldment of the evolutionary pravritti energy wave, we could analogize the worlds to a pot of boiling oil, the oil of every mind and the world as a whole in turmoil, and poured into it are all the souls in the form of popcorn kernels. And as the fire of the destructive energies of Shiva, of the Lord of the world, now burning all of the nigredo and allowing the reopening of the contracted and closed shell that the soul has become under the influence of the ego. As the heat and the pressure of that power of presence unfolds and reveals itself more and more in the form both of heat at one level and bliss at the other level. The bliss of knowledge, the bliss of self-realization. That will not be detected by the finite self, which is in superposition with the archetype of the infinite. But at some moment, the heat awakens and determines that infinite self as the one that will explode into the phenomenal realm in complete revelation of its true nature. And at first, only one or two kernels pop. Strange beings, some have pictures on the wall because they're remembered for their extraordinary capacities of peace, of wisdom, of stillness, of joy, of love, of endurance beyond stoic capacities. And then more and more souls pop into God realization until at the end all the souls who have been gathered together in the pot, all of them have opened into the presence of God, except for a few. There are always some that don't open, and they will have their turn in the next the next one of God's snacks. But in this particular moment at the end, if the kernel has not yet popped and you are not yet in that great wide open of Shiva consciousness, then know that it will happen soon, either from the heat of karma or the grace that comes of your adoration of that Supreme Being. And the awakening and the popping may come before the death of the body or after. But if it comes after, it will come through a process of boiling in a bardo state, an infernal and then a purgatorial bardo, until one has been purified to the point that one can pop into paradiso. But for those with adoration of God, to add to the heat of the boiling oil a coherent yearning for the outcome of that evolutionary process, becoming the involutionary regaining of the innermost core of our true nature, the popping occurs during the life of the body, while it can still transmit that beauty and that grace in the form of love, in the form of generosity, in the form of artistic creation, in the form of reorganization of the world in a form that enables the flourishing of all. And it is in that transmutation and transformation that occurs at the most subtle level and then moves outward that we both return into the formless singularity as the field of Brahman itself, like a spider web is drawn back into the body of the mother spider and becomes formless as a singularity at the zero point of light and awareness. And then from the combined energies and imagination of those who had the truth revealed during the life, the continuity of that consciousness redreams a world as an abode of celestial beauty and miraculous capacities of expressing that beauty in the form of godly life. And so we shift from the darkest of dying worlds to the brightest of heavenly realms. And both are contained within our own consciousness. Both subsist in that superposition that determines where we are, what we are, how we are, and who we think we are. But all along we are nothing other than the one Supreme Intelligence, imagining itself in every possible archetypal variant. And in that absolute uniqueness and difference, each one beholds the radiance of the sameness as the embodiments of the energy of the unified field of the presence of the love and the wisdom of God. Now is the moment we are designed by God to flourish in that state of self-revelation in which all fear drops away, in which all illusion drops away, in which all limitation drops away. And the fullness of our creative imagination comes alive. The fullness of the archetypal intelligence of the God Self is transmitted through all of the sheaths into the most physicalized embodiment and crystallization of that supreme intelligence and power. And it is moved, it is vibrated, its destiny unfolds in uncanny, synchronistic, non-ordinary perception of the God Self within the many. And in that unity of one and all, of nothingness and the majesty of perfection of being, the consciousness reaches its paradoxical wholeness. That brings about the end of a world of limitation and the birth of a world of overflowing goodness, delight, and endless miracles. Let us now rejoice that we have been chosen to understand and to achieve the realization of that overwhelmingly ecstatic nature, essence of I-ness. That our shell cracks and we pop open to infinity. Blessings. Blessings for that adoration that brings the highest bliss. May you know the deep peace that comes when all of the seven sheaths are in such alignment that they become transparent to the light and presence of the source of one's being. And may you know the even deeper and more total peace of tracing back the radiance of the innermost light to the source and merging with it and becoming lost and found, annihilated and reborn, dissolved and awakened. Into the luminous power of total presence in all of its perfection. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing you have always been that, and you are the dreamer of this, and this and that are all only manifestations of your inconceivably beautiful, blissful heart. Namaste.